This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. The Trump administration has been very vocal about making changes to immigration enforcement, and federal data shows it's been following up on that rhetoric. Nationwide, deportations of immigrants without a criminal record went up over 10% within the first 3 months of this year. But in the southern region of Texas, arrests of immigrants with no criminal record have more than doubled. Houston Public Media's Allison Lee has the story of one Texas family affected by the ramp up.
One of those deported is the husband of Rose Escobar.
I am a U.S. citizen, and I'm being hurt by my own president.
That was Rose at a news conference in March. She was speaking out against the sudden deportation of her husband, Jose. Under the Obama administration, he'd been given a temporary deportation reprieve. He was required to check in annually with the immigration office. But earlier this year, when he went to the office as required, he was detained. I got a hold of his wife at their home in Pearland.
One second, honey. I know.
She's juggling the phone while tending to their 2-year-old daughter. They also have a 7-year-old son. Rose Escobar told me how things unfolded that day 3 months ago.
Our appointment was at 9, and the guy, instead of signing off his sheet, told us to go to the back, which they never do.
Jose was arrested on the spot.
I said, what are you guys doing? And they said, well, ma'am, you know, with the new administration. And I said, no, your president is asking for criminals. My husband's not a criminal. Look at his record. He's not a criminal.
The new administration changed some of ICE's previous priority guidelines.
There were kind of categories of folks who were more or less off limits. Now all that has been lifted.
That's Brett Bradford, the Houston ICE director of field enforcement and removal. He couldn't address Jose's specific case, but says more people will fall into their priorities.
I would say the biggest difference to me, under the previous administration, we had policies that kind of restricted who we could take enforcement action on. There will certainly be more people that will take enforcement action on because more people fall into that pool of folks that we can. And really, I think it's probably a more fair and unbiased approach right now. What we've been told by this administration is just enforce the law.
Rose Escobar doesn't think what happened to her husband was fair. But here's what we know about what happened. Jose came to Houston when he was 15, fleeing a devastating earthquake and rampant gang activity in El Salvador. He and his mother were given a temporary protected status. He eventually lost that status. His family blames it on a paperwork mistake. Jose eventually became a supervisor for a painting company. He has no criminal record, and immigration officials tell us they've tried to deport him repeatedly over the last 10 years. Then in 2012, the Houston ICE office granted him something called an order of supervision, which the family thought meant he was safe from deportation. Then suddenly came his detention 3 months ago. He was sent to a detention center near Bush Airport. 2 weeks later, Rose says her cell rang with a number she didn't recognize. It was Jose.
He goes, they deported me last night, honey.
She said he was calling from El Salvador with only $20 in his pocket. She's worried. El Salvador is a country so dangerous, the State Department warns U.S. citizens to be aware it has one of the highest violent crime rates in the world. Jose's only job prospect so far is with a call center over 2 hours away, where he'd only earn $10 a day.
My family is broken, and it's not because my husband's a criminal. It's just because he was thrown into statistics where they're making him seem like he is a criminal. And it's been hard, really hard. We're trying our best to just make sure my kids don't forget who he is.
The Escobars have hired a lawyer and are getting help from Houston Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. In the meantime, Rose is trying to arrange for the kids to visit their father in El Salvador. I'm Allison Lee for the Texas Standard.